An emergency alert flood watch has been issued for the Sunshine Coast, Noosa and Gympie local government areas this morning. Many roads are underwater thanks to last night's deluge that even the Weather Bureau wasn't expecting to be as intense. Some suburbs like Woombye, Landsborough and Pomona received more than 200 millimetres. That's a month's worth of rain in one hit. And BOM forecaster Helen Reid says we could get another 200 millimetres in the next 72 hours.
Heading into today, we can expect to see a more consistent rainfall pattern coming through. We are expecting to have some more thunderstorms. Now that will continue into Thursday and Friday as well, both rainfall and thunderstorms in there as well. So over the course of the next few days, you could see some fairly big numbers getting into your rain gauges.
And we're getting reports of a rescue due to flood water this morning at Doonan. Paramedics were called to assess three people, all aged in their 40s, following reports of three cars becoming submerged in flood water on Beddington Road and Uvundi Road. If you need assistance today for roof tarping or sandbagging, you can contact the SES on 132 500. Queensland's peak medical body says it's great news that restrictions are further easing across the Sunshine State. Yesterday, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced we can ditch masks in shops, workplaces, schools and hospitality venues from 6pm on March 4. You'll still need them on public transport, in hospitals, disability care, prisons, aged care, airports and planes. AMA Queensland Director Dr. Maria Bolton says it'll be a sigh of relief for a lot of coast businesses.
I think for business owners out there, to have the density limits lifted, it's brilliant for them. We know that a lot of businesses have struggled, some have shut down, and it's been a really hard 2 years for them. So for them, it's really great news. You know, we're still treating families who have COVID, but, you know, I'm pleased that we're at the other end. I'm pleased that we have reached the vaccination rates in adults that we have.
Travel site whatif.com has released its annual Aussie Town of the Year Awards, and the Sunshine Coast hasn't been forgotten. Caloundra coming in second place behind Launceston in Tassie and was one of just two Queensland destinations to make the top 10. WhatIf Managing Director Daniel Finch says it's not surprising that Caloundra has been so popular.
It is impressive, and you know what, so it should be. Caloundra is a beautiful spot, and I think it's one of those sort of undiscovered gems, particularly by interstate travellers. Great beaches, so much to do, super friendly environment to relax and hang out. But there's great options for families and couples, and that's why it's rated right up the top.
The awards are determined by WhatIf Data Index that looks at accommodation affordability, quality and traveller satisfaction.